Millstone No Dead Weight for Dominion, says opponent's study, written by Michael Cuser and read by an automated voice. By Michael Cuser. The Millstone Nuclear Power Plant has earned at least $3 billion in profits for Dominion Energy since the company bought it, and will likely earn an additional $2.20 billion in after-tax income from now through 2030, according to a study released Wednesday by opponents of legislation that could boost the plant's finances. Millstone Nuclear Power Plant, NRC. The Stop the Millstone Payout Coalition commissioned consulting firm Energist to analyze the finances of Millstone, for which Dominion does not release profit or loss figures. The coalition's sponsors include competing New England generators Calpine, Dynegy, and NRG Energy, as well as the Electric Power Supply Association, all of whom oppose Connecticut legislation that would allow Millstone to bid into the state procurement process now reserved for renewable energy resources. Dominion indicated last month that the plant will compete in ISO New England's forward capacity auction next year, meaning the company expects it to continue operations into at least 2022. Dominion purchased the 2111 megawatts facility in 2001 for $1.28 billion. Tanya Bodel, executive director of Energist, said that if Senate Bill 106 is enacted, Connecticut ratepayers will be on the hook for $330 million per year, or a 15% increase in their electric rates. Bodel said that Dominion bought Millstone at an opportune time because high natural gas prices increased power prices in New England, enabling the company to earn back the purchase price in 5 years. The report estimated that Millstone has generated at least a 25% return on equity for Dominion's shareholders. Energist. The analysis used Chicago Mercantile Exchange monthly futures prices to establish base case energy prices in assessing the financial situation of Millstone through 2021. For the 9 years after 2021, she based long-term energy prices on ISO New England's recent FERC filing for forward capacity market parameters. Under these projections, the report said Millstone can be anticipated to earn close to $400 million in after-tax income over the next 5 years, or $80 million per year. Thereafter, ISO New England's price projection results in closer to $200 million per year in after-tax income through 2030. Gross assumptions and preposterous claims. The legislation would make Millstone the only eligible nuclear generator in Connecticut's competitive bidding process and award it a 5-year contract if its bid is lower than competing renewable resources. The bill sets an annual limit on nuclear energy purchases at 8.3 million megawatt hours, equivalent to half of Millstone's output. Dominion spokesman Ken Holt blasted the Energist report as loaded with gross assumptions and preposterous claims with no real data. They say the cost under SB 106 would be $85/megawatts, but the standard offer now is $81. Why would we bid higher when 4 regulators oversee the bidding, none of them with any incentive to see consumers pay higher rates? The study assumed a contract price of $85/megawatt-hours based on the cost of large-scale renewables procured in 2016 and estimated Millstone needs to earn $40 to $45/megawatt-hours to cover its operating costs and debt payments. Holt added that Millstone is more expensive to operate than other 2-unit nuclear plants because its 2 units are of different designs. That means that an operator on 1 unit cannot work on the other, and that we need to have 2 separate training programs, he said. The others can benefit from economies of scale. EPSA said in a statement on Wednesday that the Energist report shows that the intent and effect of these legislative efforts are to distort wholesale markets for all other power suppliers needed to provide reliable, competitively priced electricity.